Hello, Bossier, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Bill Dixon of the OPP, and he's going to give us a little update on the case of Jewel Langford, who was the woman who had been unidentified as the Nation River Lady for such a long time. Hi, Bill. Thanks for coming on the show again.
No problem at all. Anytime.
Okay. I understand that now the person who has been accused of murdering her is going to be extradited. Is that correct?
Yes, Rodney Nickel, is going to be traveling from where he's been residing in Florida back to Ontario in the very near future. Details are still being worked out, but that will get him back here, and then he will start to face the charge of murder as it progresses through the courts.
How old is he now?
He is 81 years of age. So, I mean, you know, there is no statute of limitations on
murder,
homicide.
Right.
So, absolutely. So, I mean, you know, no matter how many years have gone by, and I mean, we're looking at, you know, over 47 years since Jewel Langford was killed. Yeah, that's a long time, but, you know, hopefully the wheels will turn quickly with the court system.
So he was only in his 30s then, and all these years since then, he's been thinking he got away with it?
You know, I can't speak for him. I can't read his mind, but the average person, I would think, well, the average person would never have murdered someone, but, you know, you've got to think that that's, you know, in any case, and not speaking specifically of this individual, you know, how does someone live with that all those years?
Yes, and I don't know, is there any sign that he's suspected of anything else, or was this just the only...
potential crimes that may have been committed either prior to the murder of Jewel Langford or even after that. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, like, was it just a one-off? It seems odd, but it could be.
Yeah, it's just a strange story for so many reasons. And so is he an American? Like, when he was in Montreal back in the 70s, was he a Canadian or an American?
I believe, now I could be wrong on this, I believe he's an American citizen, same as Ms. Langford had been an American citizen,
right,
who was staying in Canada for an extended period of time. So, you know, this is, it's just an odd case where the two of them ended up in Montreal at the same time, ended up, you know, in a relationship for some time, and then tragically and sadly, it ended very badly for Jewel Langford. And at least now, I mean, you know, you and I have talked about it, you know, the last time, mm-hmm. At least now her family knows, because for so many years, they had no idea what happened to her, where she was. Was she alive? Was she not? And now they've been able, you know, to move on from that chapter. And I'm sure that they, like others who have been following the case, will be closely watching what happens in the courts when Mr. Nichols begins his court process.
Right. It must have been, I noticed that the OPP had sent out the photos of the grave marker or the marker, which first said, I forget the wording, but it, you know, it was that she was lost, kind of thing. And then the changed one where it says that she's finally at peace, or finally at rest. That must be interesting for you as a person who'd been working on this case for such a long time to see that change.
Absolutely. Just to know that the family, they must have felt, and I mean, I've never talked to her family, but I've talked to the investigators and I've talked to others who've talked to them. And just, yeah, just it's heartwarming in a way to know that that they've gotten that sense of resolution. Now they know, and they've been able to ensure that Jewel's remains were interred near her home, mm-hmm. where she came from, where her family is, and just now that, you know, now they know, mm-hmm. You know, they want to know why they want to hear the reasons that this happened, and that'll all come clear in court.
Right. Is there anything else you can tell us to add to the story?
No, really, that's it for now. We will await the arrival of Mr. Nichols back in Canada, and he should be appearing, making a court appearance either the day he arrives back or within a matter of days of arriving back on Canadian soil, and then we'll see how it progresses through the courts from there.
Do you know when he's expected to be here?
The arrangements are still being worked out for that.
And would he go to court in Ontario or Quebec?
He would be in court in Lorignal.
Okay. So at the Lorignal Courthouse. Okay. Well, thanks again, Bill. We, as always, I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today.
No problem. As I say, anytime.
Okay. I'm Candace Vetter, and this is Local First. We've been speaking with Bill Dixon about the murder of Jewel Langford, the Nation River Lady. Thanks again, Bill.
Take care.
You too.